City Council approved a community safety task force to look at how to address social challenges within Williams Lake. A report by Sylvia Dubray, Community Well-being and Safety Plan Coordinator, who works part-time for the city, put forward a recommendation in her report for the immediate creation of a Community Safety Task Force, CSTF. The report and proposed task force was discussed at the Committee of the Whole, COW, meeting on July 8. The recommendation to create the task force and commit some city money was then passed at the July 15 regular council meeting. The recommendation suggests a startup budget of $18,000. In her report, Dubray said after her update to council on May 27, 2025, she heard from numerous community stakeholders who expressed their concerns and showed interest in being more actively engaged in addressing crime and street disorder in the community. Dubray said the CSTF will be a multi-agency initiative to lead the development and implementation of collaborative strategies to promote safety, reduce harm, and address some of the root causes of social challenges in our community. What the task force would look like? The goal would be to improve safety and the perception of safety in the community and would take an equity-focused and community-centered approach, wrote Dubray. The Community Well-being and Safety Plan Coordinator would lead the task force, with Dubray recommending hiring a part-time contract position to assist with the project. The report states the goal of the task force would be to ensure responses to safety issues are effective and equitable and would increase public confidence in local safety strategies. Dubray points out how many of the challenges the city faces stem from poverty, trauma, and a lack of mental health and social services support. The task force would look at what services are available, where there are gaps, and try to forecast emerging needs within the community. She has laid out a 5-month timeline which forecasts developing an action plan by the fall to begin addressing the issues. The CSTF would be made up of local government representatives, including First Nations, first responders like police, ambulance, health and social service providers, educators and youth and family representatives. Who would pay for this? Gary Maraca, Chief Administrative Officer for the city, said the $18,000 in startup funding earmarked for the task force is part of the city's current surplus. Dubray's report does also mention the need for additional funds for stakeholder engagement and mentions seeking grant funding. COWN. Angie Delaney mentioned the need for area partners to be brought into the cost-sharing discussion as well, given the community is a regional hub for services. She suggested the work Dubray is doing would be better served not to have to be constantly running off of grants. At the end of the July 15 council meeting, Raythor put forward a motion for the city to send the report to the Caribou Regional District Area D, E, and F to seek financial contribution, with Nelson then adding in the First Nations to the list. Raythor pointed out the people needing support do not necessarily originate from the city, but can also be from the surrounding area. It's our mission to work together, good or bad, said Raythor. Some of what council had to say. COWN. Scott Nelson said he wants staff to provide key targets for the task force. If there are no key objectives or key targets, then there's no sense in creating a task force, he said, noting the community needs to know exactly what they are trying to do with the task force. Dubray's report does mention keeping council updated. Throughout the process, the CSTF will maintain transparency and accountability by reporting regularly to council and the public on progress, outcomes, and next steps, wrote Dubray. At a previous special meeting on safety concerns in April, Nelson had said he requested, he was the member of council to put forward recommendations which led to council approving an additional $100,000 from the city's general funds in unrestricted funding for the purposes of extra RCMP enforcement and porta potties for the downtown. City of Williams Lake calls special meeting on downtown issues. Dubray told council at the July 8 COW meeting the reason she thinks a task force works is because the people with the data to determine what will work are all at the table and everyone can share their insight to find the best intervention. COWN. Joan Flassbowler, who was acting mayor for the July 8 meeting, said she thinks the task force is a great step. I think it's so important for us to be as proactive as possible, and that's what this is about, she said, noting the importance of collaboration to help address the underlying issues. The whole community is asking to be a part of this conversation because it's affecting everyone, she said. Flasbolar also pointed out how important it will be to factor in ways to improve the vibrancy of the downtown in order to support the objectives as well. Dubre said environmental design and how a community looks will be factored into discussions around improving community wellness, which leads into safety as well. After the additional discussion at the regular meeting on July 15, City Council voted again in support of the recommendation, though Nelson continued to push for return on investment. Nelson mentioned a couple of incidents brought forward to city staff and council and warned safety issues are once again surfacing in the downtown. Mayor Surinder Pal Raythor urged members of the public to call the RCMP, not the city, if they witness a crime or something presenting a hazard to community safety. Nelson also once again called for involuntary treatment, stating individuals banned from shelters should not be the city's responsibility. Police and healthcare providers are currently using the Mental Health Act to get individuals treatment in a number of cases, according to recent Williams Lake RCMP reports. Williams Lake RCMP respond to assaults, mental health apprehensions, a bear in a home, explosives, just two of 272 Williams Lake RCMP calls.